Chris on bass guitar.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
my skin? Is it the pull of my hips that you couldn't let in? Is it the bridge between worlds that makes you feel alone? Well, I wish that I had known you're alone. Well, I wish that I had known. Is it the bridge in my head? Makes you feel alone. Well, I wish that I had.
Mary, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. Could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you of love is long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you give me things and you
it's taken over in the end. Well, I've given in to rot and rust, but that's as far as I can bend. So much disrespecting, only so much undermining, only so much looking away. I can't abide it, take still smiling. And no more times, no more times. From now on, I'm gonna be tough. And no more times, no more times. Yeah, this is it. Well, I've had enough.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In the distance, sun is setting, dear. Have you Wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, why not tune in to Live Music Day here on WMFO in Medford? We're going to be hosting live local Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A and D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams, and Crow Follow. as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk, and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Barry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War was getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies, maybe they'll be hypnotized, or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that could make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. People's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Oh, those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues.
Trying to meet you. washes out, it's hanging up, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? Stay alert and dress to